Hi, I'm Bob Taper with LearnVisualStudio.net. In this lesson, we're going to allow a user to search for a recipe, and then we're going to tweak this to improve the search results and even allow the user to see some search suggestions as they're typing, which is really cool. All right, so to make this work, we simply need to add a new item to our project. It's called a search contract. Visual Studio has a template for this. So what we get is basically just an HTML page, and then accompanying CSS page and JavaScript page. And the JavaScript file will help Windows search through and look through the data to find matches to the search. And then the HTML page is there to display the results. So you might be wondering, as we're working through this, how does Windows come to know that we've enabled search within our app? Well, there's two ways. First of all, through the package appx manifest file. We'll look at that at the very end of this lesson. And then also, if you recall in the previous lesson, we enabled sharing in the item detail page because we handled this on data requested event with this function that would provide Windows with the information it needs. And so this time, in order to enable search throughout our app, all we got to do is just add a search contract to our app, and it will take care of setting the appropriate declarations in the package.appx manifest file, and will give us the HTML, JavaScript, and CSS to enable searching and search results. The first thing the lab wants us to do, and just to be clear, we're in lab number 3, searching and sharing, exercise 2, add recipe search. The first task is to demonstrate by default that our app does not support search. So let's go and invoke the search charm, and you can see immediately that this app can't be searched, this little message above the search bar. All right, so that's great, but we'll remedy that right now. And the first thing that the instructions tell us to do is to go to the pages subfolder and then add a new subfolder beneath that called search, and we will right click the new search folder and select add new item. And here we want to select the search contract from the add new item dialog. It also says that it just wants the page to be search.html, so we'll go ahead and change that and click the add button. And so now you can see we have 3 new files, search.html, .css, and .javascript, and we're going to modify all those in just a moment. But if we take a look at the instructions here, the first thing that it wants us to do is modify the default.html page and put a reference to the search.js. And the reason is because we need this to work throughout the entire app, so we're going to declare it once in the default.html that we already understand is the first thing that gets loaded when our app executes. So let's copy that and then go to our default.html page, and we're just going to paste it here below all the rest of the link and script references. All right, and hopefully that will work. All right, so the next thing that it has us do is to begin to modify the search.js file, and what we want to do is to make sure that we're not just looking at the title of the recipes, but also the directions. So we're going to modify this line of code. So let me go ahead and copy this, and then let's find that line of code where we're currently returning just the item.title.indexOf. So here we are in search.js. Let me improve that. And let me search for this. We're looking for the search data function. Here it is. Great. And so as you can see right now, we're only returning the title and the subtitle, but we want to modify that because we don't even have a subtitle anymore. So there we are. We've gotten rid of the subtitle. Now we're just looking at the title or the directions for the search. Great. And that was around line 175, 176, 177. Okay. Next up, what we want to do while still in the search.js, look for the item invoke function, and we want to add the following code to the handler for the item.promise.done function of item invoked. All right, so let's find item invoked. I think it's back up this way, and you can see that's around line 121, 122. There's already a to-do here. Navigate to the item that was invoked, and this is where it wants us to paste in the navigation. So once we find the item that corresponds with the given item, and the user clicks on one of the search results, then it's going to take us to the item detail page, and then we also want to pass through the item data, what was actually clicked on, right? And so that will get us to the appropriate item, recipe. Okay. Next up, what are we doing? We're going to open up the search.html, and we want to find the div whose class is item, and inside of it find the div item content, and replace the contents of the div, which is currently one H3 element and two H4s, with the statements below. So we're looking for item content. All right, so let's open that up. All right, so here we are, and we want to replace it with this. Great. And so here, all we're going to do is display the title and the prep time. And then we need to change up the results page to accommodate our image and the text that will appear to the right of it. So we want to find this search section role main result list items. All right, I think that's this right here. Let me just make sure we've got the right spot. Search role main result list item. That looks right. And so we will replace that. Great. And then next, we want to find the result list item image, and we're going to change the width and the height. All right. So let's go and do that. Result list item image, which is looks like it's right below it. And we're just improving the width and the height. Great. All right, and then we're ready to go. And we're gonna run our app. We're going to immediately go to the search. You can see now it just has the word Contoso Cookbook. And we're gonna type in sugar and then hit the return key on the keyboard. And we notice that we get several entries there. Outstanding. We can click on one of these, hopefully, spaghetti with marinara sauce, and go directly to it. Very cool. Okay, so that's the first or the second task. Moving on, we want to improve the search results. It said, did you notice that there were groups? So let's go ahead back into the Contoso cookbook here, and let's start another search for sugar again. And do you notice this group one, group two, all this business? It's just the default groups that are kind of baked into this search contract template. And so what we want to do is remove those or improve them. And to do that, what we're going to do is go to the search.js and look for replace or remove example filters. And we're going to replace it with the code that they give us here. And that'll give us the group key name. So Chinese, Italian, German, so on. All right. So let's go here. Looks like we're in the right spot here. Replace or remove the example filters under generate filters. Is this the right place? Okay, yeah, in the generate filters method. Very good. And so let's go ahead and just get rid of those and paste in ours. And so we're just going to loop through each of the groups and grab out their key name. And I think now we can just rerun it to get the results. Okay, and so we can see that there are two Italian recipes and one Mexican recipe. Very good. Awesome. All right, so now moving on to task number four, we're going to add search suggestions. So when somebody types in SU, we would hopefully allow sugar and any other of the options to pop up, or just the letter S, it should give us salt and so on. We can add to this list that they've given us of terms here. And so to make this work, there is a, so in the app model search pane, get for current view on suggestions requested. Again, Windows is going to pass this every time we type a new character on our keyboard to the app that's being searched, and it will fire off this event handler, and we'll compare the letters that have been typed so far against this array of terms. And if there are any matches, then we'll display them. So every time a letter is typed, hopefully this list will get smaller to refine that search. So to do this, we're looking for, open this and the following function near the bottom of the file after the on query submitted event handler. So let's find that. All right, so that is at the very end of the file. And we want to paste in this code, which does the comparison and will append query suggestions based on this list of terms, and we can simply add new ones like sugar, right? Like so. So now, let's go ahead and run the app again. And we'll activate the search charm. We can see previous searches, but let's go S. And you can see now it's refined it to sugar, salt, and salt. And I use the down arrow to highlight the word salt. And now you can see all the recipes that have salt included in them. Awesome. All right, and I believe that's about it. Yep. All right. So before we wrap this up, what I want to do is just take a quick look at the package.appx manifest file, because we really haven't spent a lot of time in there, except at the very beginning. And there's this declarations tab, and this is one of the components of that tells Windows that our app is able to handle the search charm. And we basically just say, look, we're willing to support, we're declaring our support for search. And if you look at all the different declarations that are available, there are things like share target, there are camera settings, autoplay for music and video. And the reason you have to add declarations is to declare the interactions that your app supports with other apps, and even built-in Windows features like we've done here with search. There's also a capabilities tab on the left-hand side, and this is to ask for permissions to use certain system resources. We wouldn't want an app to just use our webcam or internet connection without our approval, right? I mean, I don't want some app just taking pictures of me sitting at my desk, sending them back to a server somewhere. So just keep that distinction in mind, between the two in your mind. Declarations, here's how I can interact, and capabilities, here's what I need permission to do. All right, so just to wrap up here, our app is now more closely integrated with the rest of Windows 8, which is awesome. So next, we're going to enhance our app with more features like hardware integration and the app bar. Some of that we've already seen, but we'll follow up in the next lesson. Thank you. Mm-hmm.